Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Doctor. How are you doing? Amen. Good evening, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm okay. Just a few things with the radio, but I got it all set up. God bless.
God bless. God bless. Amen. God bless. God bless.
It's so good to you, boys.
Amen. Well, praise God. Same here. Praise God. I just thank God for this great opportunity again tonight for everyone coming out and meeting us at the well. This is truly, truly a blessing. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity tonight to allow the Holy Spirit to use us according to your will and purpose. We pray for the nation who have sinned against you. We pray that the people's eyes and ears are open to receive your words tonight, dear Lord. We pray for those who are seeking to be healed, delivered, and set free. Father, we thank you for hearing us when we call. I pray that every need be met beginning on this night. And let the anointing fall where it may. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Man, this is a wonderful time. I hope everybody had a good week because I did. I just bless God for this opportunity again tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
so let
God.
Us climb this ladder tonight because God has a word for all who will accept him. Amen.
Yes.
When you go
Amen.
Into the house of the Lord, go expecting something because God has everything we need. Whatever your situation may be at that time, God has it. He's in
yes.
control. I don't mean just things of the world. And don't get me wrong because there are people who are in need of home, cars, jobs, et cetera. And that is totally
yes.
understandable. So we're asking
yes.
God to supply those needs tonight. Amen?
Amen.
So, but we must be concerned about our soul as well as others. And we pray and believe that we receive when we pray into God. Believe it when you pray. But
Amen.
What we need most is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. So if you haven't done that, please accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And when you do, expect your heart to become right with God. Expect peace, joy, happiness, and God's love to take over you because that's what he wants to do by the Holy Spirit. This doesn't mean that you won't have trials and tribulations, but through it all, you remain in the Lord. You really remain. Just stick with him. Amen.
Amen.
Going to the house of God, it can be a chore or it can be a delight. And for me, it's a delight because I know that everything I need is in Christ Jesus. Amen? Everything.
Amen.
Now, if we have unconfessed sins, unforgiveness in our heart, or our love for God waxed cold, then there is no peace. We have nothing. We have nothing without him. Nothing without the Lord. We're just doing going day by day, doing routine things. Even some attending church, just church members, just attending because we have these unconfessed sins or unforgiveness in our heart. And especially if your love for God waxed cold, that is totally, totally not a good thing. Our attitude towards God will determine our worship towards God. Amen? It will determine that.
Yes.
The Bible says in Matthew 6:33 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and
yes.
all these things shall be added unto you. And he tells you about them in Matthew 6. He tells you about all those things that will be added. He said, I come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. God wanna bless us abundantly. That's his word. He wants to do that for us. He said, he come that we might have life.
Yes,
and that
indeed.
We may have it more abundantly. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for thinking about us, just thinking about us, knowing that there's no good thing in our flesh. He still want to bless us abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man. No man. So let's go to the scripture tonight and give God praise for what all he's done for us and doing for us. Amen? It's just truly a blessing when we can come together and knowing that the God that we serve is a mighty God. He's a mighty God. So we're going to go to Psalms 91. Praise the Lord. Psalms 91. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. Just that right there alone is enough right there. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He says, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Shall, that word shall abide. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. My God, in him will I trust. My refuge, meaning my shelter or my protector from danger. That's what God is doing for us. He's protecting us. He's our refuge and our fortress, and he's sheltering us. Amen?
Amen.
And fortress means, a place of exceptional security. Exceptional security. Wow. Exceptional security. I mean, nothing can get in there. Nothing can get in. Nothing. Exceptional security. Exceptional. It's not like the White House where people come in and they are. This is exceptional security from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence, some Bible say. And snare. Snare meaning anything to entrap or to entangle or to catch you unaware. Anything that's going to try to catch you unaware. Anything that's endangering you. Anything.
Anything.
The Lord said, he said, surely he shall deliver me from from the snare of the fowler, from the pestilence. That means nothing can touch you when you're with Christ. Nothing can touch you. Nobody can touch you. Nothing. It means involving grave risk. Anything that's going to endanger your life, anything that's deadly, anything that's taking you, might take you to the grave. God said, I'll protect you. And all of this, he said, I'll protect you. Perilous, he said, I'll do it. Pestilence, meaning deadly or poisonous, epidemic disease, none of that can touch you, none of it. It can't touch you when you're in Christ. He'll protect you. He's our fortress. He's our refuge. He'll do these things for us. He said, he shall cover you. He shall cover me with his feather, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Shield meaning a device used as a defense against the blows or objects. Anything that come against you, God said, when you have my word, when you stay connected with him, he'll protect you. He'll put up a shield. All you got to do is speak the word, and it's done. That's all we got to do. We just got to speak God's word. We got to stay connected to him.
Speak it.
Stay connected to him. He said, oh, Lord, how great are your words, your thoughts, are very deep. I'm reading out of the New King James Version. Let's go back to the King James Version. He said, thou shalt not, verse 5, he said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day. Whether the terrors of night or whether it's by day, God said, he who dwells in a secret place, the Most High God, he'll protect you. You don't have to be afraid. Whatever people trying to do, you don't have to be afraid, whether it's at night or whether it's in the daytime. Go to bed. Go to sleep because God's got you. He got you. Ain't nothing they can do. He said, whether it's by day or night, you don't have to be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. So day or night, it don't make no difference. It don't make no difference. Whatever they're trying to throw at you, it don't make any difference. Because guess what? God said he's our shield and our buckler. And he'll hide us under the shadows of his wings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. So it don't make any difference. Anything harmful that walks in darkness, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of it, because God said, I will protect you. I will protect you in all of this when you stay connected with the Lord. Amen.
Lord, my Lord.
He said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come near thee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It shall not come near thee. This is what God is doing for us. This is what he said. I won't even let it come near you. I won't even let it come near you. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come near you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Many of us probably could have been dead and gone. So many things could have happened. But hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God, he kept us. He's keeping us. He's watching over us. So many things have come against us. But God said, hey, he said, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come near you. So whatever we have to go through, whatever we have to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ, know that we're doing it for Christ, and know that he has sustained us in everything that we go through when we stay connected with him. Amen?
Amen.
Truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
he
Lord.
He said, only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. We're going to be able to see the reward of the wicked. We're going to see it. With our own eyes, he said, with your own eyes, we'll be able to see it. Nobody else may not be able to see it, but we'll see it and we'll know it.
We'll know it.
Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. We'll be able to see it. We'll know it. They may not know what's happening, but we do. Amen? Because he told us so. Amen. He said, because thou hast named the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High my habitation. Because we have made him that. Because we have made the Lord, who is our refuge, my refuge, even the Most High, our dwelling place. He's our dwelling place. Whether we are in a church, at home, in our car, wherever we are, we're making our dwelling place. Amen?
Please.
He's our dwelling place. We dwell in him. It doesn't matter where we are. Wherever we are, we're giving God praise. Wherever you are. So God said, because we have made him our dwelling place, these things are available to us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. It won't even come near your dwelling. He said, it won't come near your dwelling. He said, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. It won't come near your dwelling. Not when you're with the Lord. It won't come near your dwelling. People doing all sorts of things in this earth. But God said it won't come near your dwelling. Not when you're with me. It won't come near your dwelling. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we must pray and must stay connected with the Lord. We must do this. We must pray for our families, our friends, those we know and those who we come in contact. We must pray for them and ask God for that hedge of protection around them as well. Because when we're praying an honest prayer, the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Because when we are praying, we're not only praying for ourselves, we're praying for others as well, that God will protect them, because that's his word. Amen? Verse 11.
Amen.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Wow. Well, the angels got charge over us. Can you imagine? The angels, all the places we've been, all the things we've done, the angels, that's why we're still here. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Because the angels have charge over us. Hallelujah. Those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, the angels have charge over us because we have made him our dwelling place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
One of the functions of the angels is to watch over believers. It's to watch over us. Praise the Lord. And that's what they're doing. They're watching over us. thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. The angels are watching over us. And we give God the glory for that tonight. Because it had not been for the Lord, where would we be? Many of us, we can think back and we can look at the things that we have gone through, as I said earlier, the places we've been and could have been dead and gone, could have been injured or what have you. And then the Lord had his angels because they had charge over us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's just truly, amen. Truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. He said in verse 12, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone.
My God.
He said, in their hands they shall bear you. Shall bear you up. Shall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, you shall tread, verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample on the foot. Wow. Man, we're going to crush some stuff. We're going to crush some stuff. All of that that come against the lion. Look at the lion is powerful. The lion is powerful. The dragon or the snake, the serpent, he's powerful. But guess what? We'll be able to crush him. We'll be able to walk on by the word of God. By the word of God. We'll be able to do these things. We'll be able to do them when we stay connected to the Lord. We'll be able to do them. See, it reminds me of a story. It reminds me of how Elijah was so anointed. He was so anointed. He was so anointed. I mean, so anointed. So when you come in, when you're anointed by God, when you come in the presence of God, when you connect yourself with Him, there are things that cannot touch you. And it, like I said, it reminds me of the story when Elijah died and was buried. Then the group of Moabite raiders, they used to come every spring and invade. He said once when Israelites was burying a man, they spied a band of raiders coming. So they hastily threw the coffin to the tomb of Elijah and fled. But as soon as the dead body touched Elijah,
hallelujah,
touched Elijah's dead body, guess what? The man revived and began to jump up. He jumped up to his feet. Oh, hallelujah. This is why we want to be with Christ. This is why we want to stay connected. Because when you're connected with Christ, when you're connected with Him, He protects you. Nothing can harm you. Even if raiders came, hallelujah, you still can live. So guess what? We need to stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to the Lord because this is what He wants for us. This is what He's doing for us in our lives. This is what He is doing. He says in verse 14, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. Wow. Because we have known His name. He said He will set us on high. Hallelujah. For knowing His name, He said, I'll set Him on high. Hallelujah. This is what God, this is what He is doing for us. Hallelujah. He said, because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. The Lord said He will deliver us. I will set Him on high because He has made known my name.
Nobody but God.
Because we know His name.
Nobody but God.
Nobody
but God. An awesome God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We will tread. We will tread. We will trample some things. We will tread upon the lion and the cobra and the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample on the foot of ours. You shall trample them under your feet. And because we know His name, we know His name, the Lord said He will set us on high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Look at what the Lord is doing. He'll deliver us and just because we know His name. Just because we're in the secret place. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. When you start dwelling with the Lord, when you have Him as your Lord and Savior, you start dwelling with Him. You have to make Him your Lord and Savior. Amen. He said, because He has set His love upon me, Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And that's a loving Father. That's a loving Father. That's a loving God. Thank you, Jesus. We can be thankful tonight. We can be thankful for what all he is doing and has done for us. We can truly, truly be thankful. He said, and then in 16, he said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. What more can we ask for when we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High? This is the best gift that we can get. This is the best that we can get because the Lord is our shield and our buckler. He will protect us. He is our refuge and our fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. We have to trust in him, knowing that he is God. Trust in him. Believe. If you have him, try him and see. We know. We've tried him. We know who he is. We know what he can do, and not only in our lives, in others as well. Amen. In Psalms 121, the Lord said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Which cometh my help. Thank you, Jesus. He said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The Lord made the heaven and earth. He made it. He made it. He is our keeper. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our protector. The Lord is a shade upon my right hand. He's our protector. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We can be thankful tonight and every night, every day, that the Lord is doing these things for us. He is truly, truly a blessing to us. All of us tonight who are taking in this word, we can go and we can read it for ourselves and just began to meditate on God's word, knowing that these things, this is what God is doing for us in our life. He's our shield and our protection, our help in the time of need. He's always, always there for us. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. That's where we want to be, under the shadows of the Almighty. We want to be right there. We want to be right there. Abiding in the shadows of the Almighty. That's a perfect place to be, abiding in the shadows of the Almighty. He said, surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence. God will do all of that for us. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter where you come from. He's willing to do these things for you if you would abide in him, if you dwell in the secret place, in the secret place of the Most High. So this is what we want to do. We want to dwell with him. He said, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for preserving our soul. It is truly a blessing when we come to know the Lord. We began to study and meditate on the word of God, knowing that he is our protector, that he is our keeper.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He can preserve you from all evil. He can do it. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. He can do that. He can preserve you from all evil, all the things that's going on in the earth. The Lord said, I can protect you from those things. I can protect you. Just abide in me, and I can protect you from them. I can protect you. I hear a lot of people saying, well, you know what? I'm going out, and I'm buying me a gun, and I got guns and this and that. But when you have the Lord Jesus Christ, when you have him, he said, I'll protect you. He said, I shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Even thy soul he shall preserve. That is truly, truly a blessing. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. 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 This is what he said. Forevermore. This is what he'll do for us. Forevermore. But evermore, he will do that for us. He will do it for us. All we have to do is stay connected. Get to know Jesus. Get to know him. Because he is awesome in him. He will do some things that for you. Like I said, we're witnesses. Let your light shine. When you get into the Word of God, when you began to make him your Savior, when you make him your Savior,
amen.
He will do all these things for you.
All these things.
All of them. You can dwell there. You can stay right there. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to look for him. Once you know him, when you come to know him, he will do all these things for you. You can dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and you can abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Just the shadow of the Almighty. He didn't say him. Just the shadow. The shadow of the Almighty is powerful. Just the shadow. You can dwell. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall dwell under the shadow. Yes, the shadow. You know a shadow is. Yes, the shadow of the Almighty can protect you. Yes, the shadow. And I will say the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You can trust in him. You can trust in him. Anything he says, he'll do. His word will do it. He'll do whatever he says he'll do. So we trust in him. Trust and believe in him. I dare you to try him. I dare you to try him. He's an awesome God. We know we tried him, and here we are. Here we are proclaiming the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. Surely
amen.
He shall deliver. A lot of people don't know this. They need to read scripture, learn the scripture. Ask somebody who knows if you don't know. Ask somebody. Look it up. Now you can look it up on the internet. You can look the scriptures up. Begin to study them. Meditate on what your situation is. Whatever it is, begin to pray and ask God. Talk to him. Speak those words. Go learn them. Learn them. Meditate on that word. Whatever that situation is, because God is a healer. He'll deliver you. He'll set you free. Whatever you need is in Christ Jesus. Whatever you need, it's in him. And that's the only place you'll find it, is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So learn the word. Study the word. He said he shall cover thee with his feathers. You know, anybody know what a feather is? A feather is just something. It's so light. With his feathers, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield, but under the wings, under his fellows. Under his fellows. Amen. He will cover you with them. He will cover
amen.
You with the feathers. Feathers are so, they're so light. They're
amen.
So light. But nothing can harm you, even
amen.
In the fellows.
Hallelujah.
Nothing
Hallelujah.
Can harm you. Even if you put
praise
his fellows around you. Anything.
Amen.
They can't, they cannot harm you. Can't touch you. It can't touch you. Learn the word. Learn it. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow by day. And everybody knows that all those who haven't been through anything, just wait a little while. Maybe you're not old enough yet. But when it starts happening to you and you get in this word, I tell you what, and once you learn what God can do, once he show you who he really is, you won't want to come out of the word, because it's so good. Taste and see for yourself that it's good. We have tasted. We know that God is an awesome God. He has delivered us out of many things. He has blessed us, healed, delivered, and we've seen these things that he has done. And so when you get to meditating on the word, whatever your situation is, nothing is too hard for the Lord.
Amen.
Nothing is too hard for the Lord.
Amen.
And that's why he tells, don't be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day. It can fly by day or by night. It don't make any difference. Any difference. When you abide in the Lord, when you get to know him, when you come to know him and make him as your Savior, when you dwell with him, all these things he will do for you. He will keep terror from your place day or night. So you can lie down and sleep in confidence, knowing that, hey, nothing can touch you. Nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ. So dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Dwell in Him. Get to know Him. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Praise
because
Him.
He's truly worthy to be praised. Truly worthy to be praised. He's an awesome God. Amen.
Amen.
So, and that's what we want to do. We want to get to know Him. We want to get to know the Lord. Allow Him to come into our hearts. And whatever situation that you have at that time, then guess what? The Lord will, He will be there with you.
Amen.
He will be with you. Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible says, the Lord says, when you come to Him, let you ask in faith. Let us ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So whenever you are praying to the Lord, whenever you come into the Word, you begin to study the Word. Don't waver. Don't have any doubt, knowing that God can do what He say He can do. We're citizens of the kingdom. And God has granted us a right to a land filled with milk and honey. When we accept it by faith, we have to believe and accept God's word by faith. Amen. So let us grow stronger in the word of God. Let
Amen.
Us speak God's word over our lives and others as well. Let us declare a thing by the word of God and it'll be done in Jesus' name. Let us commune
Amen.
With God and we'll commune
Amen.
With us.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
The Bible says, he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good.
Shall.
Amen. He said, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walk in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hand. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants around about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Those that fear the Lord shall be blessed. Amen. Because you fear the Lord so glad that thing that you used to do, you don't want to do it anymore.
You don't want to do that anymore
because you love the Lord. Now that you have come into the knowledge, hallelujah. Now that you have come into the knowledge, you love the Lord. And those things that you used to do, you don't want to do them anymore. You say, I give that up. Because now I love the Lord. I meditate. I dwell in the secret place. I know who He is now. I know what He has done for me. I know what He has done for my family. So we love the Lord. We fear Him. We fear the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. A good life is a reward for following God. The values outlined in God's word includes love, service, honesty, integrity, and prayer. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Praise the living God. Praise the living God. So as we go forth tonight, we just give God the glory because God has done so many good things, not only for us, but for our family. We have seen a lot. And we want to let, now that we know, we want others to know. That's why we're here tonight. We want to let this light shine. God said, let your light so shine that others may see. Let your light shine. And sometimes you don't have to say a word. Guess what? A light bulb don't have a mouth. It don't have a mouth. It's just shine. Amen? So sometimes when you're passing by somebody, sometimes people can feel the presence of the Lord just by passing by you. Because sometimes the presence of the Lord be with that person. So guess what? When you're passing by somebody, And the presence of the Lord is on them, you begin to want to know what you're doing. I had a lady come up to me the other day, and she asked me, she said, do you read the Bible every day? I said, I try to read it every day. I said, sometimes I have to just put it on my database because I'm not at a place where I can have my Bible in the hand. So when I put it from my database, I mean I'm pulling it from my heart. So have scripture in your heart because sometimes you might not have the Bible with you. So you have to put it from your database. and that's out of your heart. Sometimes I just began to sing a song. You can pull that out of your database and begin to sing a song to the Lord. Sometimes pull a scripture out and begin to pray. So when this lady came up to me and asked me that, I was shocked because, see, I didn't think she was the type of lady that wanted to know anything about God, because she's supposed to be one of these other kind of people. Amen? So when she came up, the Lord said she's looking for somebody. I said, well, Lord, Lord, find it. I said, I want her to find it, because I want her to find it in you. I want her to find it. So thank God for Jesus, for what he's doing in your life. Amen. I praise the Lord. I thank him so much. You know, the Bible says, so as you think and so shall it be. I was at work. It was raining real bad. My phone had got wet. I couldn't call out. People could call me, but I didn't know because my screen was black. And so I was pushing to myself. I said, Lord, I sure wish this lady would call me so I can let her know some things. So I forgot about it and went on, and the woman called me. And she said, did you want me to call you to kind of start me? You know, when God is doing a thing, when he's working a thing, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I said, I did want you to come, but I don't know that, how did she know, but I knew she wouldn't understand.
My goodness.
So I said, Lord, you know, I ain't talking about it, but you are, because my phone ain't working. Hallelujah. So when
hallelujah.
You speak a thing, when you do Christ, oh, hallelujah, when you in Christ, and he's in you, he'll make it happen. He'll make it happen for you. He'll make it happen. The woman called me and said, did you want me to call you? I'm like, Lord, how did she know that?
Amen.
But it wasn't nobody but God. Nobody but God. So that's why we have to stay connected. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I pray constantly and daily. Pray constantly and daily. Pray about every situation. Because God answers prayer. God will answer them. Sometimes people don't understand, but we know. Like you said, when these enemies hit the falling before you, you'll know it. You'll know it. You'll know why. And see, when we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, we can go to God, and God will answer you. He will answer you in your prayers. So that's why it's so important for people to stay connected. Get to know the Lord as your Savior. Amen?
Amen.
Get to know him as your Savior. Get to know him. That he's truly, truly who he said he is. His
Amen.
Word will do what it said will do. Amen? We know
Amen.
Because we have sought him out and we have experienced his goodness. We have experienced it. Praise the living God. So when you
Amen.
Stay connected with the Lord, you will learn some things. He will teach you some things by the Holy Spirit. He will teach you some things. And those things that try to come against you, the Bible said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's just what it means. It will not prosper. You have experienced those things. Hallelujah. I know I have, and I know Dr. Hunter and others have experienced
Amen.
Those things. No weapon formed
Amen.
Against us shall
Amen.
Prosper.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And let me close with this. I know you may have a word, Dr. Hunter. I'm going to close with this. The Bible says in Revelation 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and will sup with him, commune with him, that means, with him and he with me. He said, the Lord is knocking at the door of our heart. Now is the time. If you haven't already opened the door of your heart, open it tonight and let him in. Repent and ask God to come into your life. Let him in. Let him in. Just knowing that God has done all these things for us is a great benefit. We should be excited. We should be excited. For all of us who will accept him and open our hearts to God, let us go out and help someone else who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So let your light shine tonight. Let your light shine. And I just give God the glory because God has done so many things for us and still is doing things for us. So we want to get to know him as our Lord and Savior. And like I say, let your light shine. Let your
let
light
shine.
Sometimes
shine.
You don't have to say a word. Amen. You don't have to you don't have to say a word. Just let it shine.
Let it shine.
And when your light is shining, then others will see it. They'll see it up on the hill. And like
Amen.
I say, I give God glory tonight because it's truly a blessing to study the word and to be connected with true believers. And and let the Lord commune with us as a body of Christ. It's truly, truly a blessing. And I give God the glory tonight for his word.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to say this to you, Doctor. Tonight has been a night that our God has been gracious to us. All
yes.
throughout the day, been giving God praise.
Yes.
But after that Wednesday morning prayer that we had on Wednesday morning,
yes, yes.
I've been, all of us been caught up. And one thing I've been saying constant to God, with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Amen.
With the Holy
Amen.
Ghost and fire. That's in the scripture. And as you were reading the psalmist tonight, it took us to the point where we stand and it's how we now live. We don't know what's going to happen. Everything
Amen.
Is rock, roll, 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 rock, everything. In the middle of America, the pipeline, Ferguson, the Republicans, the Democrats, it's just a big mess. And all I can say to those of us who are listening, our God is calling those. So if you need Jesus Christ, well, who is Jesus? He's the Son of the living God. He came
Amen.
According to the Word of God in John chapter 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Read on down later. I walked amongst us in verse 14. And I would have to say it like this, Dr. Lord. And the Word became flesh.
Amen.
Eyebrows.
Amen.
Ears. Nose.
Yes.
Teeth. Etc.
Yes.
We live the skin. Inner pores. And that's how God... And I said, wow, I never said that before. Well, God said, that's what it's all about. But we who
Amen.
Stand here today must tell the world about Jesus Christ. He's on his
yes.
way back. He's on his way back. And let me tell you, Dr.
Yes.
Lord, that what we, you, when you came with me, and I'm going to tell people what faith, how faith will move, you and I had no idea 2 years ago where we are today.
Amen.
Nobody but God. I'm
Nobody
praying on the radio. You praying somehow or another. As you said, God will get you to call. God got you to call. And I was
Amen.
Praying, Lord, I was praying on the phone, on the radio. I said, Lord, if you want to move forward, you're going to have to give me a sign. Lord, I need some help. And you said you've been talking to God. And so here we are. It's,
Amen.
Do we have an awesome God?
Amen. An awesome God. Awesome God. He can't be described because that's how awesome. He just can't be described. He's just
Amen.
Truly, truly an awesome God. We can say that, but he's more than that. He's
I
more.
Know. And you know,
he's
one thing I'll say, one thing I'll say to, I was taking some notes that you put down here. I said, we must stay connected with God. M-U-S-T. We must stay connected. Because
Amen.
Angels going to watch over us. See, there are dark angels and there are God angels. And you know what I like, what, you know what I like about what Isaiah said in the sixth chapter? He said, wait a minute. He said, I was on this particular day, Isaiah said, I was in the presence of the Lord. And it was you that the king of Uzziah died. That I had a very great experience. I saw the Lord sitting high. Hallelujah. On his throne.
Amen.
And you know what he said? He said, he didn't see me, but as he passed by, and the angels
yes.
on the seraphim, the angels took a piece of hot coal and put
yeah.
it on his throne and said,
yeah.
you are clean. And that's what God is doing to us through Jesus Christ. We are clean.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So, if you don't have any words, I'll be closed out with a prayer, Doctor. And I'm going to see you next time. Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You,
Father,
you want me to pray? You? Okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to just say thank you tonight. We want to thank you for allowing us this great opportunity to serve you, Lord, to do your will. Lord God, what you have called us to do, Father. We thank you for allowing us to come together on the radio in unity, dear Lord God. We thank you for allowing Dr. Hunter, to get this radio station that we may go forth, dear Lord God, that people may hear your word, dear Lord God. It's all about you, Father. It's all about your word. And we pray that people's hearts be turned from their ways, dear Lord, from the old ways, turn them to the new, dear Lord God. We pray, dear Lord God, for the nation, dear Lord God, because the nation has sinned against you. We pray for the world in politics, dear Lord God. We pray for the pastors, dear Lord God. We pray for the deacons. We pray for those who are sick, Father, who need your touch, dear Lord God. We're praying for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask that blind eyes be opened, dear Lord God. People be healed, delivered, and set free. Lord, we know that there's around the nation, there's prejudice, there's all sorts of things going on. But, Lord, we know that you're in control. Lord, it might be like the Syrians, dear Lord God. You might be using the Babylonians to chastise, dear Lord God. But in the end, you're still in control. You'll chastise them. So, Lord, with all that being said, Lord, we want to thank you. We want to praise you tonight, dear Lord God, thanking you for your word. As your word goes forth and water others, let it water us as well, dear Lord God. Lord, we pray for the hedge of protection around our families, our friends, those we know and those who are seeking a Savior, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, dear Lord God, that as we go forth on this radio station, dear Lord God, you build it up to be what you want it to be, dear Lord God. Lord, you lead and we'll follow you, Father, wherever you go, Lord God. Father, wherever you call us to, around the nation, dear Lord God, we will go, Father. Just give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, dear Lord God, to serve your people, dear Lord God. Father, we give you all the glory, God, and the praise tonight, and we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And God bless you, and peace be with you.
All right, you too. Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, Father.